This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is now averaging more than 150,000 new COVID cases per day. Deaths are close to 1,500 per day. As COVID surges, President Biden will reveal details today of his new COVID-fighting plan. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We know that increasing vaccinations will stop the spread of the pandemic, will get the pandemic under control, will return people to normal life. That's what our objective is.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Daily deaths are again at March levels and at pandemic highs in some areas. The Delta-driven onslaught is killing younger Americans at a much higher rate than in previous pandemic waves. Over just 3 days last week, the nation recorded about 400,000 new cases, the same number recorded in all of June. Many tens of millions of eligible Americans remain unvaccinated.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Al-Qaeda, the group that used Afghanistan as a staging base to attack the U.S. 20 years ago, may try to rebuild in Afghanistan now that the U.S. is gone.
I think the whole community is kind of watching to see what happens and whether or not Al-Qaeda has the ability to regenerate in Afghanistan. We put the Taliban on notice that we expect for them to not allow that to happen.
He said the U.S. military can contain any threat to the United States from Afghanistan. It's been raining heavily on parts of Georgia and South Carolina as Tropical Depression Mindy moves through. The storm could dump as much as 6 inches of rain across those areas in the Florida Panhandle. They are reporting 11 more deaths in New Orleans from Hurricane Ida. That brings the number of dead in Louisiana to 26. This is AP News. Smoke alarms went off in space this morning. The AP's Zaria Shackley has this.
Fire and smoke alarms went off at the Russian segment of the International Space Station in the early hours of Thursday, and the crew reported noticing smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. Russia's space agency Roscosmos says the incident took place in the Russian-built module and occurred as the station's batteries were being recharged. According to Roscosmos, the crew activated air filters and returned back to their night rest once the air quality was back to normal. The agency noted the crew will proceed with the spacewalk scheduled for Thursday as planned. The space station is currently operated by NASA astronauts. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Back here on Earth, employers posted almost 11 million job openings in July, the most on records dating back to 2000. 8.4 million Americans are unemployed. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.